Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
First of all, happy Election Day. Remember to exhale once in a while today while you're holding your breath. Second, if you are having trouble voting, especially if you suspect any attempt at suppression or fraud, you know, there are various numbers you can call today. A big one is 1-866-OUR-VOTE. Their website, OurVote.com, also describes your rights in various states. And though we are a tri-state New York City area radio station, I know people pick us up in different places in various ways these days. So, again, 1-866-OUR-VOTE if you need it or know anyone who does anywhere. For example, we got this email forwarded to us that Bill Moyer sent out to some of his TV affiliates. I assume this is legit, but it says, yesterday a friend voted early at a polling location in Austin. She voted straight Democratic. When she did the final check, lo and behold, every vote was for the Democratic candidates, except that it showed she had voted for Bush, Cheney for president and vice president. She immediately got a poll official. On her vote, it was corrected. She called the Travis County Democratic headquarters. They took all her information and told her that she wasn't the first to report a similar incident and that they are looking into it. So check before you leave the polling booth. And if anything is wrong, get it corrected immediately. Report any irregularities to your local headquarters. Make sure you pass this along to your friends, says this email. Hopefully this is all over the airwaves by tomorrow. So it's over these airwaves anyway. Third, my own polling place in Manhattan this morning was much more active than I have ever seen it. At 7 a.m., I waited online for half an hour, which was a first. I also got reports from listeners so far of record lines at other polling places in New Rochelle, the Upper West Side, 100 people for a one-hour wait at Broadway and 10th Street. And these are all places where no electoral votes are at stake. So imagine what it's like in Florida and Ohio and Wisconsin. And, oh, my God, Hawaii today. Okay, it's 5 in the morning in Hawaii, but just wait a few hours. Fourth, everyone says your New York vote doesn't count. But in a way, it does. If the electoral vote is different from the popular vote again, it will add weight to calls for reform of the electoral college system. And we probably need to have at least a national conversation about reforming the electoral college system. So show up and vote, even if only for that. Fifth, we do have our very own local swing state, you know, so the first real stop for us this morning is New Jersey. You know how Richard Nixon visited all 50 states in his 1960 presidential campaign, the only candidate ever to do that? Well, WNYC New Jersey correspondent Bob Henley is traversing all 21 New Jersey counties today in his journalist's jalopy. He will join us in about a half hour from I am not sure where. And first call, we'll go to New Jersey today for our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific WNYC exit poll for Election Day 2004. Specifically, as I said before the news, this first call goes to anyone in New Jersey who has made up your mind in the last month or who has an interesting story or a problem to report from any New Jersey polling place. We will save some lines for people who decided for Kerry, save some lines for people who decided for Bush. So don't get insulted if you get bumped because we're getting too many of one or the other. But if you're voting in New Jersey and decided in the last month, or if you have an interesting story or a problem to report at any New Jersey polling place, and the polls indicate there may be a few of you, call us up and tell us how agonizing it was to make your choice or what's happening at your polling place at 212-267-WNYC, 267-9692. Some of you know from listening that we've had some pretty interesting New Jersey undecideds call in over the last month or two, and so now we want to know how some of you folks decided and some of you who were undecided but have never yet called us. We'll take some other kinds of calls later, but right now, if you're voting in New Jersey and decided in the last month, 212-267-WNYC, 267-9692. We have some Bush lines and some Kerry lines. And while your calls are coming in, we'll talk first with Ingrid Reed, director of the New Jersey Project at the Eagleton Institute at Rutgers. Professor Reed, welcome to WNYC.
Well, happy, good morning.
And happy Election Day.
Thanks. Beautiful day. Everybody's out.
It's a great day, at least so far, right. And at least in our part of the country. You said the electoral map of New Jersey is like the letter X.
Right.
Why an X?
Yep. Well, you have to add, you know, a little doohickey at each end of the X, because you sort of have to label it. But if you think of New Jersey having a waist and then having two bulges, if the bulge closest to New York tends to be Democratic, the bulge facing toward the Delaware New York State border, that tends to be more Republican. And then if you go down again to your right-hand side to the ocean, the bulge that is there is more rural and more conservative, and that's more Republican, while the other bulge that takes you in the direction of Philadelphia is more Democratic. And so we've had a settlement pattern of being more urban, inner suburban, opposite Philadelphia and opposite New York, while the more rural areas are suburbanizing but are also part of preservation efforts in New Jersey, and they tend to be more Republican. And it's sort of in the middle where you've had the more mature suburbs where you have the new kinds of office complexes, and it's sort of also somewhat at the center of New Jersey. And so we have more new residents, we have new settlement patterns, and there it can be Republican, Democratic from one town or from one part to the other. So it's an interesting picture in New Jersey. Even though New Jersey had been supposedly a solid blue state, like New York, in part because we have a Democratic governor, two Democratic senators, our congressional delegation of 13 is 7 Democrats and 6 Republicans. But if you look much more closely at the numbers, the Republicans do well in New Jersey, and to some extent we are a kind of a divided state.
What happens where this X crosses in the middle?
Well, that's where you have elections going either way, Republican or Democrat. It's where you really can't predict how a lot of independent voters will vote. And I guess when I drew the X for you, it wasn't totally Republican and totally Democratic. There are variations. New Jersey loses about 40,000 people every year, and our population has remained stable because of immigration, so we have a very dynamic population. But the center of the state tends to be newer voters who've moved in or moved around within that area, and so it's a much more unpredictable of whether they'll vote Republican or Democrat.
Let me ask you something. I don't know if this is out of your ken as an electoral studies professor, but we got an email, and I should say our email box is open right now, particularly for voters from New Jersey. Uh-huh. With your experiences or decisions. Yeah. It's Brian Lehrer Show at WNYC.org. And here's one that came in from somebody who says, I was told that I had to have photo ID in order to vote at the Lafayette Library in Jersey City. When I mentioned this to the NAACP poll watchers outside the polling place, they told me that only new voters had to show ID. I've been voting at this polling place for 4 years. You know anything about the rules in this respect?
The voter is right. The ID requirement is for those people who have registered since the last federal election, that is starting in 2003, and did so by mail, and in their mail registration did not provide verifiable identification. And so that meant that either their social security, the last 4 digits of their social security number or their driver's license was not verified. So in effect, they have a little star next to their name that says show ID at the polling place, so that we can confirm that you are who you are when you mailed in a voter registration form. That's the rule. But because there are so many new registrations, New Jersey has close to 500,000 new registrations that all needed to be processed, everyone has been giving the advice that just bring ID in case, because we are not sure how well put together the registration
right.
list is.
Good advice. What do you think that 500,000 new registrants means? Does it favor Bush or Kerry?
I think we don't know. If a good percentage of the young people who registered do turn out at the polls, surveys indicate that they are likely to vote more for Kerry than Bush. But even there, the margin is 10 to 12 points. But those kinds of surveys are not very predictable. I guess there's a question of which new voters are more passionate or committed, and we don't know if that's for Kerry or if that's for Bush. And probably the X that I described for New Jersey, you'd have to say, well, will the new voters vote like the people in the community where they're living? Are they tending Republican or are they tending Democratic?
Right.
And we just simply don't know.
Any indication to you yet of how it's going this morning, or what will be an indication for you if Bush or Kerry seems to be prevailing in the state?
Yeah, we did a little survey here at Eagleton. People tend to live in the surrounding area, so we have people from Somerset and Middlesex and Mercer. Everyone mm-hmm. Everyone reported that there were an awful lot of people at the polls. A woman who always votes early and says she's among the first 10 voters in the first half hour today was 34. So whatever is going on in terms of the choice may not be known to us, but we do know that voting is heavy. Where I vote in Princeton, New Jersey, the vote also was very heavy. I've never stood in line before, and I did today. And we also had a person at our polling place from CNN doing an exit poll, and that's never happened before. And that tells me that New Jersey is being watched, probably nationally.
Indeed. So why do you think, and we have about 90 seconds left,
right.
that the pre-election polls have showed New Jersey in a tighter race than expected?
Because the war on terror is so important to people in New Jersey, our surveys show it overwhelms their thinking. And New Jerseyans were vulnerable on 9/11, and they continue to feel vulnerable. And so I think you're seeing that the social issues overwhelmed by the question of who's the best leader in the war on terror. And our polls show that Bush comes out ahead on that question.
And I read that the Bishop of Trenton, John Smith, has been active in urging his flock not to vote against any unnamed candidates who don't share the church's position on abortion and same-sex marriage. In 30 seconds, do you think that matters this year?
I think that Catholic voters don't vote as a block, and probably our surveys show that people are really thinking about the nation's vulnerability and our standing in the world, and that's probably the most critical test for who they're voting for.
Ingrid Reed, director of the New Jersey Project at the Eagleton Institute at Rutgers, thank you so much.
Good to be with you.
Happy Election Day once again. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. When we come back, we'll take some of those New Jersey calls that are coming in. Again, if you've decided between Bush and Kerry in the last month, we want to hear from you. If you have a problem or an interesting experience at a New Jersey polling place, we want to hear from you. 212-267-WNYC, 267-9692. It's Election Day 2004.